pathetic bunch they are, though.
How did this cell take root in our town? And what were their motives? Were they truly part of a much larger conspiracy, dedicated to the disruption of society, or an isolated group, bent on creating mischief and chaos for their personal advantage? And what made them betray and sacrifice Shatov, one of their own? My name is Govorov. As a postal clerk and occasional news contributor to our provincial newspaper, I set out to uncover the truth about the strange events in our town by starting with the arrival of Nikolai Stavrogin from his international travels. He was reluctant to speak to me, but his mother, the rich and influential Varvara Petrovna, spoke openly about him. She's the town's matriarch. Confidentially, Varvara Petrovna certainly could not be called a great beauty. She's a tall, yellow, bony woman with an extremely long face, suggestive of a horse. Some say she has more influence than the governor himself.
Prince Harry, I called my dear Nicholas.
He was a very handsome young man, about 25, and I must say I was impressed by him. From the rumours I heard, I expected to see a scruffy ne'er-do-well, debauched and soaked with drink. In fact, he was the most elegant gentleman I've ever met, beautifully dressed and refined.
He was elegant without exaggeration. The dandies looked at him with green jealousy and were completely eclipsed by him. He was rather tall, and people spoke about his extraordinary physical strength. I looked at him with pride, yet with a certain unease.
He spent about 6 months among us.
He was related on his father's side to the governor, and considered by the governor to be almost close family.
Varvara's passion for her son dated from the time of his successes in Petersburg society. Yet she admitted to me that she was afraid of him. She was afraid of something vague and mysterious, which she couldn't put her finger on, and one day, the wild beast suddenly showed his claws.
For no reason whatsoever, Nicholas was guilty of unbelievable outrages upon a number of important people. And what was most odd was that these outrages were utterly silly and mischievous, quite unprovoked and with no purpose. For example, one of the most respected of our club members, Gaganov, a high-ranking elderly man, had an innocent habit of declaring, "No, you can't lead me by the nose." No harm in that. But one day, at the club, when he said this during a heated debate with a group of members, Nikolai, who was standing in a corner, alone and unnoticed,
suddenly went up to Mr. Gaganov, grabbed him firmly with two fingers by the nose, and pulled him a few steps across the room.
I thought it could only be a schoolboy stunt, but of course, a most unforgivable one. Talking about it afterwards, people said that he seemed to be in a trance at that moment, as though he had gone mad.
You must forgive me. I really don't know what came over me. So silly.
The insincerity of his apology was almost a fresh insult. He shrugged his shoulders and walked out.
That very evening, as if he intended it, he was at the center of another scandalous action. Liputin, an elderly civil servant,
begged Nikolai for the honor of his company at a little soiree he was giving for his wife's birthday that evening.
My heart sank at my son's taste for such a low company, but I was afraid to speak to him about it. He had several acquaintances beside Liputin in the lower echelons of our society, some even in the lower depths. He enjoyed making such friends.
He guessed that Liputin had invited him because of the nose-pulling incident, and that, as a local liberal, he was delighted at the scandal.
Believing that that was the proper way to treat snobby committee members of the elite society,
he liked this notion and promised to come.
A great number of guests showed up. I heard the company was not very presentable, but lively.
Liputin, egotistical and mean-spirited, only hosted visitors twice a year, but on those occasions he did so without holding back.
Tea was poured all round. There were little snacks and plenty of vodka. Cards were played by the older guests, while the young people...